This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's Parsha. Parsha's Kisisa. It's a Parsha of Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Shleilam is Mitzaveh Klal Yisrael Hitnam Shabbos. Keep and watch the halachas of Shabbos. Yema Hashem Omei Shleimer Ve'ato Daber al B'nei Yisrael Leimer Acha Shabsoi Say Tishmeru Ki Oisi Bein Yirveinechem L'day Reisechem L'das Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. So Shabbos is L'das, to know as the Eivishte is Mekadish Klal Yisrael, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. It's interesting that the Emes, we find other timing in the Psukim for Shabbos. Here it says, Keni Hashem Mekadishcha, Lodas, that this is what Shabbos stands for. You look at the first Dibris, the Luchas Rishaynis, there it gives a whole different reason. Kisheshes Yamim Asa Hashem Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz. Briyas Eilam. And then we find the third reason. And the Dibros Achreinus v'Zacharta ki Eved Oyisa b'Mitzrayim. So which one is it, Rav Eisai? Is it the Dibros Achreinus ki Sheishes Yamim Asa Hashem? Is it like the Dibros Achreinus v'Zacharta ki Eved Oyisa? All the Mefarshim speak about it. I saw in the Sefer Zera Shimshon. It's a very chashuv Sefer. For the Chidik, the Chidah talks about the Zera Shimshon. I'm a Kubal Eloki. And he has a Arichas to explain why in the Dibros Rishenis talks about Sheishes Yamim Asa Hashem. And in the Dibros Achreinis it speaks about Vizachartu Ki Eved Hayisa. But he doesn't ask why here it says Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishma. Doesn't touch on that child. Is it Aleph Sheishes Yamim? Is it Ki Ani Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem? Or is Shabbos Zacharta Ki Eved Hayisa? Abayis, I would like to give him a halach. Share with you something, a gedank that I thought. And it's a yisoid of understanding Shabbos. So today we'll talk Vas is Shabbos, Abayis. So I know not everybody, especially this Bismarish is Ashkenaz. So you might not even know these words. So I'll acquaint you with them. It's a Zayar. That Nusach Sfard says. Nusach Sfard Friday night uses an interesting Zayar before Ma'ariv. It's called Kigab. I imagine everybody more or less knows what I'm talking about. What is the Nusach of Kigavna? And it talks about Rosa de Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos. Kigav, Rosa de Shabbos, Azoyar, the secret of Shabbos. Echod and Echod and Echod and Echod. Chassant, what is the big secret of Shabbos? And what does it have to do with Echod? Now, of course, anybody who ever dwelled into this Zayar is grace in Yonim Da. We're simple people, at least I am. On a Pashup Shot, simple, how are we to understand and we Chas V'Shalom, and I don't mean that in a facetious way, we end up in a later Minyan, Svar, okay, it can happen. Huh? Okay. So you say Kigavna, what is Kigavna? What does it mean? What is the significance? Rabbi say, let me tell you over two Pilei Ployim Dikir Rabbeinu Bechayas. Pilei Ployim, Mamish Pella. Rabbeinu Bechaya in this week's parasha talks about Shabbos. Vos is Shabbos. Zakt Rabbeinu Bechaya Soiv Dvarav at the end of his Shmuyis. Ki Sheishes Yomim Os Hashem Es Shemayim Ves Haaretz. And this is Oisi Beini Uvein Bnei Israel. What does it mean, Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael is an ice. What does it mean? It's a pashut, it's a bris, it's a treaty. Zakter Rabbeinu Bechai, it means something a little bit different. He says it means that it's a nister b'tzina, it's something private. The word ois he does not mean a bris, but fakert. Ois means a secret, a private secret, something, a hushed secret between me and Klal Yisrael. Ki ha-melech shu mitzav el b'nei el lavdei. When a melech speaks to his son, he's not going to talk things that anybody else knows, but he'll be meramis him, and the son already know. Oh, you mean that, right? La'avdei anema tiska advarim ashebeini uveinecha hinein nistarim einen emarim ela mipel pevloi nitin li kasef. We're not even going to write it, you hear? It's just gedenkstern, chayimu. Oh, yeah, tatech veisvaz, I know what you're talking about, you hear? Oisi. Umize darshu azal b'mesechtes beya tezayin on Rabshimim ben Yechai kam mitzvah shnasakosh baruch lishol nosalem b'fahes yechutz min ha-shabos. Some furish gemara, the Rebbeinu Shleilum gave us Shabbos b'tzina. Frekter akasha? What? What do you mean? What? Look at the Aseres Hadibris. If they had a pareichus, if you look at the Aseres Hadibris, you'll notice Zachas Yehva Shabbos Lekatche. What's the Gemara on this? What's the Sharei Mikala says that Zibrish is Sham Ois and Kaluma is Vachena Kosovoim, Loy Mirosh, Besesi, Dibarti. So what's the Pshat? Abu Kimnu Chachomim Alo Inyan Hanister Shebemitzvah Shabbos. There's two parts to Shabbos, you see. There's the Nigla part of Shabbos, and then there's the secrets of Shabbos, the private part of Shabbos. Kihu Anitim Betzinah. So, it's only for the elite, only for the certain VIP, only gewisse Menschen haben Ashaiches mit them. So, it's mir and dir and fakene nicht andere. No? Let me tell you of another Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Vayakel. Zakt Rabbeinu Bechai. Again, we have Vayakel Moshe, it's called Adas B'nei Yisrael, and he tells them, keep Shabbos. Fragt der Rabbeinu Bechaye. It's interesting. There he just says, keep the Shabbos. It's very bland. The tzivui. Keep Shabbos. Shake it here. It's goes here. A time for Shabbos. Why? So after the answer is Vayakel. Vayakel, Moshe, he got everyone together. So nishvat hamoy nam zu verstehen Shabbos. To come and tell children, women, right? It's not for the Yechidei Skula. Alkei nirali shenir mazlanu bekan she'ein legalis and yonim nistarim behemoy. From here, he says, we learn out that you can't give big and yonim berabim behemoy. You can't do that. Ulekach hiskil amalach eshabsoy saitishmoyru. Shame remez lezach v'sham av amos shmartim sa shabbos uliyom es yom haShabbos. Notice, doesn't say zachar ushmartim es haShabbos, right? Does it say shmartim es yom haShabbos? No, ushmartim es haShabbos. That's a code word, says Rabbeinu Bechai, because it's not about the yom of the Shabbos; it's about yatavaisa. Rabbeinu Bechai. Vloyomar, shteitach deg zachal gedenk es yoim. If he shehu b'Shabbos el yoina, we're talking about a whole different Shabbos. Yeah, that knife, a ganz another Shabbos we're talking about. V'chein v'shamu b'nei Yisrael. Does it say v'sham b'nei Yisrael as yoim haShabbos? As haShabbos. K'moy shramasti sham, that there's greser and yonim in Shabbos. So they kept not just the day of Shabbos, but they kept the Shabbos. V'inyanim nistarim eila nichlolim b'mitzvah Shabbos nitztavim meish mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'galoisam l'yechidei Yisrael. Only certain people were allowed into the havan of what Shabbos is all about. Ulekach hiskus sham da'abel b'nei Yisrael she'adim b'nigel b'nista avakan meish yidabel b'amoyin. Here he speaks to Amoyin, therefore it's only b'remez. Keep the Shabbos. There's a secret to Shabbos. And that's what the Zohar means. Raza the Shabbos. It's a secret. Shabbos is a secret thing. Raza the Shabbos. Abay Sai, what is Raza the Shabbos? I'll tell you the pshat, what I think for us, pshutayam. You see, Rabbeinu B'chaya tells us that it's not for everyone. So for me, for sure not. I don't think I'm fit to go into the secrets, the Yesedis of Shabbos. Abba Lamaisa, what does it mean, Raza the Shabbos? Is Raza the Echad. Pshat. I'll tell you like this, Rabbi. Emes, a person is made out of Basa V'dam, Gashmi, Tachanodam, Tachamech. How is it possible for a person to be mischaber himself with such kedusha, which has kedushas haShabbos? How does such a thing happen? Chapela, chapela, think a thing. A mensch, a ben adam, when evet, a heiligid. You know, they talked about the goyim, the tzura that he looked on Shabbos. Epis kemalach lekim. Svarim always talk about dreisat tzadikim. They almost didn't look human on Shabbos. Went into another world. What's the pshat? So I'll explain to you like this. Ki ois hi beinu beinechem. It's a special ois between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shloilam that they could become echad. Where the guf, the person, the regular person, he becomes a completely different Metzias. He's mischaber himself with the Rebbeinu Shloilam. This is Ois He Beini Ubeinechem is exactly the Raza de Shabbos. That the Yid is able to connect with the Rebbeinu Shloilam on Shabbos. Uniquely. Chibur. Together. As one, to become Echad. This is the Raza de Echad, the secret of one, which we'll soon explain a little bit better. And the Melech, Lefizah, I understand something very interesting. The Torah tells us what is Shabbos. Kisheishas Yabim Asa Hashem Es Hashemayim Vesaretz. There's a world out there. And then in the Dibur Sachreinus it says, V'zacharto ki eved ha'isa. Remember what happened in Mitzrayim. Tell me, Rabbi Yisai, in Mitzrayim, did they hear and see an Olam HaTeva? Or that they saw that that Olam HaTeva could turn into a world where you see Klav, Be'emunah, Zekei Livanei. I thought about it for a long time, Rabbi Yisai. Sheishes yamim, os Hashem es Hashemayim es Aretz. You walk out, but then all of a sudden, Mitzrayim taught us something very interesting, and that is, remember what happened in Mitzrayim. Remember what happened in Mitzrayim that the Rebbeinu Shloilam turned that sheishes yamim, os Hashem es Hashemayim es Aretz, and he turned it into a world where every teva you saw Zekeli Vanveyu, the Rebbeinu Shloilam. And the chibur was unbelievable. Ra shivcha layam mashalai ra cheskel ben buzi. You know what that means? That a shivcha was able to see clearly that this is the Rebbeinu Shloilam. This was Kriyas Yamsuf. This was Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk is telling us, Shabbos is the commemoration of both. And if you look at the Rishayim, Rabbi Yisai, the Rishayim speak that what is the chilah between Zachar and Shamar? Why do we have Zachar and Shamar? And it's B'dibur Echad Nemu. The Zereshimshin speaks, and many others, everybody knows the famous what is Zachar and Shamar? But I found an interesting Abarbanel. Abarbanel explains that there's two parts to Shabbos, and I'll explain to you that's actually Meduyik in the Pulsik. Ach es Shabsai Tishmeiru. The double Lashon. And all the Mefarshim talk about it. Should say, Achas HaShabbos Tishmer. What's Shabsai Sai? There are two avenues to Shabbos, says the Abarbanel. There's two parts to the Shabbos. There's the Zohar part, and there's the Shamar part. And each one has its own point, its own lesson, its own avodah. Shamar is not to do malacha. We know that. Zachar is to remember. Says Abarbanel, Zachar, what should I remember? I have to remember that Hashem created the world. That's Zachar. What's Shamar? Now listen to Agivaldig Abarbanel. Shamar means don't do any malacha. And why shouldn't I do any malacha? Because like this I could sit in the Bais Medrash all day and be mischabim myself to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. To be mischabim myself to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. To prepare myself to take in the Shabbos. Yeah? So there's a Zachar. There's a chelik of Zachar. It's in this week's parsha, the Abarbanel. To remember, Avad Maisa Bereishis. The Rabbeinu Shleilam created a world. But then there's a Shamar, Mimalacha, Kidei, that the Yid should be able to connect with the Rabbeinu Shleilam through Torah and Aveda. And he says, and that is the Neshama Yisera that we talk about. Chazal talk about a Neshama Yisera, Vayov the Nefesh. I've told you many times, it's interesting, the Neshama Yisera is learned from a pasuk, Vayov the Nefesh, when it leaves. Chayr, if you want to talk about the Neshama Yisera, teach me when it comes, what's Vayov the Nefesh on Matzoy Shabbos? Vayinafash. It's a Gemara in Beya. Vayinafash means Vay. Woe of the nefesh, that the nefesh left me. So why don't we have it as a limud in the beginning? Why do I have to learn it, vayo of the nefesh, when it leaves, when the Rebbeinu Shem takes it back? That's a very big lesson in Ruchnius, Rabbi Yisai. You know, we start to notice, unfortunately, we start to notice when we don't have it. Vayo of the nefesh. Instead of remembering and realizing it, when it comes, it takes the departure of it, the loss of it, and then we realize that we have it. Vayo of the nefesh. But Rashi is an interesting chiddush. Says, what is the neshama yisera? The lechoil, the lishtois, an otter he could drink and he could eat as much as he wants, and he won't get cuts. He won't get too much. There's never too much. There's always room, as my kids always say. There's always room on Shabbos. My kids told me this klal. You know, you're laughing. My great uncle, Reb Zalman Sirotskin, writes that there's no such a thing as gaining weight on Shabbos. It's chazal, vayu of the nefesh, and everybody's laughing because for some reason the scale seems to say otherwise after Shabbos. And the Teretz says, maybe you have to eat it for the right reasons, you know. If you eat taka, as they say to me, ma'adim the Shabbos, then I could hear that it doesn't have a physical effect on you. But if you're doing it l'sadin atzmecha, maybe. But then again, I don't want to get involved in Weight Watchers. The wives are going to be upset at me. What are you coming, giving my husband's a free pass to eat whatever they want on Shabbos? But it's Reb Zalman in the Sefer. It's a famous Shtickel Torah for Reb Zalman. Okay. Either way, Rashi seems to learn has something to do with eating. Isn't it interesting that a nefesh and a sham yaseir is connected to extra eating? That's a little bit interesting. Chasat the meisen, eh? The nefesh, the nesham yaseira, it's about eating, more eating. So this Habar Benel seems to say that the nefesh means that the nefesh of a yid becomes satisfied on Shabbos because he's learning and he's davening. And I believe what he means to say is that it's connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is what the Yiddish Nefesh is searching for. And so, the Nefesh becomes Yisero, becomes stronger and healthier and bigger than the Neshama. Now, I start to put all the Psukim together. Remember I asked you in the beginning, on one place we learned, the Pasuk tells us, it has to do with Sheishas Yom Tassan Alachdecha, Sheishas Yom Os HaShem Es HaShemayim Es Oretz. On the other hand, it says, Zachar Tukiyev Reyisab Eretz Mitzrayim. Tell me, what did we live on in Eretz Mitzrayim? Does anybody know what kept us alive in Eretz Mitzrayim? It was definitely not a good salary with a good supper. That's for sure not. You know, I once spoke to Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. She was Shiva the Mir, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. It's Kulei Torah. So we were discussing Shanchai. Shanchai, my Zayda was a Shanchai, you know, one of the big Rabbonim in Shanchai, and he did a Havarat Salah. So Reb Shmuel, every time he meets me, always we would talk about Shanchai as if I was there. I wasn't there, but I heard about it all day and all night in my house, so. He says, mention Menin, that Shanghai was a resort. Shanghai was a summer camp. Shanghai, Sigeven, terrible, it was a ghetto. Horrible life in Shanghai. He looks at me and he says, Ichab Gahat Khaven was a Mishtarm von Hunger. Told me that clearly. So I tell him, Ashashiva, Divas have a Nikishtarm von Hunger, was hat man gegessen? Tell me what. I wanted to know, how did they have food? So Shmuel always used to give you like a little pat, you know. Fasa of Teva, Migalept of Teva, Migalept of Teva. Vizacharta, ki evin ho yisaber, it's Mitzrayim. The sheishas yomim that you try to get more money and try to, and then food. That's sheishas yomim. Then there's another part of Shabbos, which is Zachar to Kiev, Yisa Beretz Mitzrayim, and the Yid live strictly on Ruchnis. And that is his sustenance. And that is his Sheishas Yomim Tasa, that's called Ufgeton Das Heis Gelept. This is Ois Hi Beinu Beinechem, Lodas Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Nor the Yid. It's the Roza de Shabbos that the Yid, what satisfies him? What gives him sustenance? What gives him the ability to live and to function? It's not the Sheishas Yomim Tasim Lachtecha. It's the Vayayim Ashvi Shabbos Lashem Alikecha. That's what does it. And the Zacharto Kiyevet Yisa Beretz Mitzrayim. Remember, you know what's interesting? I always thought to myself that when they were in the Midbar, they complained, Zacharnu es hadoga, asher achalnu b'mitzrayim, b'chinam. What? Did I miss something in the history of Mitzrayim? I don't know, something klapnished. Imagine a person says, gedenk de gute alte tegfun, and I don't want to say from which terrible periods of history of Klal Yisrael, no? Anamala menschken azoy redden. And the Teretz is, in Mitzrayim hat me gelebt. Such a ruchniistike salus that the pshutei am, instead of realizing, it's ki loy al alechem levado yichya adam ki al kol moitze pi Hashem, he looked at it, zochana sadaga mit gelebt in Mitzrayim. He saw nisim and eflois. Psychologically, they walked away thinking Mitzrayim was a meir de gazach, and the Torah keeps on telling us Mitzrayim, remember Mitzrayim, remember Mitzrayim. I should remember Mitzrayim. Why bring up terrible things? And the Teretz says, V'zacharta, Kievet, Ha'isa, Beretz, Mitzrayim. I have so many mices that are going through my head now that I want to tell you. And I'm looking at the clock, but if you forgive me, one mice just popped into my head. Rebellion Meir Sorotskin is one of the Rosh Hashivas today. So he came to my shul and he told me a beautiful story. He said that Reb Chaim Stein, he was best friends with someone, Remart Chut Zuckerman. Remart Chut Zuckerman was in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Chaim Stein was in the Tells. So he said that he asked Reb Zuckerman, how did you get to Reb Chaim Stein? So he said, we were friends, the two of us forever. Why? When we were in Sibir, everybody looked at Sibir one way, and only me and him had a whole different outlook to Sibir. The rest of the island looked at Sibir as a terrible, tragic, and that eventually when the time comes, they'll just erase it from memory once they get through it. While him, Rav Zuckerman said, and Reb Chaim were the only two Bachrim that looked at it, no, it's a time where the Eibishter is giving us a avoida. It's something that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to work through. It's a zman of isalus. It's a zman where we could both grow in avoidas Hashem. So we looked at Sibir as an entirely different Sibir than everyone else, and therefore we remain friends together. Lodaz ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Shabbos teaches that a Yid is on a completely different plateau than the rest of the world. And this is Oisi Beini Ubeinecha. That nobody even understands the Shabbos. And I will tell you another story if you don't mind. There's a letter that my Elta Zayda wrote to my grandfather during the war. And this was the last letter that he ever received. It's printed in the Akdama to the Sefer Beis Ari. In it, and again, Bekitzer, I'm not going to go through the whole letter being constraints of time, but he writes there that, yes, there is no food and there is no life and there's... And I feel bad, not for myself, he writes, but I actually feel bad that the Rebbeinu Shloim is losing out because since there's no food and there's no... So we can't daven and learn and do what the Eibishter needs to... He called it Mazin Ha'av, what the father needs to be sustained from the tefillahs and Torah of Klal Yisrael. That bothers me more. And as far as me, don't feel bad, my child. Because I have not missed one hanhaga, one seder, one any din that I ever kept till this situation in the ghettos in the Holocaust. I have not stopped. And sorry, echsa, from my flesh I could learn. Ki b'shosha gashmis misametes miskaberes haruchnis v'ha'odom yachay lachyos haruchnis levad. A person could live on ruchnis alone. It's an open letter. Anyone wants, they could go look it up. The Yid learns that it's all about the tat and the mele, the gashmis, the financial issues and whatever's around, that doesn't affect him, because a person could live with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. B'shah shagash mis misametes miskaberes haruchnis. You know, in the davening, in the zmiris, for those that are chassidish, and even today the yeshiva ilums began to sing this. Stalin and Rebbe made up a beautiful, the Friedrich Stalin and Rebbe's, they made up a beautiful ko'ech seif, words that are so poetic and everybody uses today. HaShabbos is noyim aneshamais v'oynik haruchais. And most of the theme of the Zmiris is about the neshama being misadim, the neshama, the nefesh, the pleasures that the nefesh gets through Shabbos. There's a shir, there's one of the Zmiris that the Chassam Sofer used to sing. It's brought down in Chutam Shulish. It's actually, it was authored by the Eben Ezra. And the Chassam Sofer wrote, this is the Churan Meshulish, it's written clearly, that the Chassam Sofer said that he believes, possibly, that the Eben Ezra wrote this Beruach HaKodesh. This is in the Churan Meshulish. And they say that, as a matter of fact, the Chassam Sofer didn't sing Mazmiris, but this one he sang. It's brought down over there that this was the Friday night Zmiris of the Chassam Sofer, and that is, Tzomalucha Nafshi, Kamalucha Psori. I'm sorry, Tzomalucha Nafshi, Libi Libi of Sori, Yeraninu Al Kelchai. Famous, you look in the Zmiris, you'll find it. What does it mean, Libi Upsori, Yeraninu Al Kelchai? So actually, it's based on a Pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim says, it's Perik Pei Dalid, Pasuk Gimel, Nichsefa v'gam kolsa nafshi l'chatzus Hashem, libi uvsari, yiraninu el kelchai. It's a Pasuk. The Eben Ezra is masbir, this Pasuk. That it's not only libi that praises Hashem, that I reach a situation where upsari, my physical, and libi together with my spiritual, yiraninu el kelchai. That is Shabbos. Shabbos is where the physical, yes, we eat on Shabbos, and we make the guf misadein. Rashi is saying meirdik. The neshama yaseira brings out a chelik hagashmi. Yes, there is kisheshes yomim osa Hashem es hashamayim v'soretz. But it also elevates the gashmi together with the ruchni. Libi uvsori. He unites. The guy can't unite the Libi uvsori. They can't do it. When they're fanuma with Libi, they talk about spiritual things. Then the minute psori gets in the way, it becomes a problem. The ois hi beini ubeinechem. Did the Libi uvsori come together, the liranino kalchai? And that is Rabbi Say what? Ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishcha. And now you've earned your story. I'm sure anyone who knows the history of the Blue Zone laws. The Blue Zone laws, you remember the history? It goes back a long time ago. Okay, so let me educate the younger generation. Unfortunately, there was a time and a place where Yidden, whenever they went Shabbos and they didn't come to work, they would lose their job, and the government was behind the firing because we didn't show up. This was a tremendous nisayon for keeping of Shabbos. In 60, I think it was 61 maybe, there was a movement to try to discuss that just like Sunday is off for the Goyim, Shabbos should be off for the Jews, which we have today. You can't fire somebody for not working on Shabbos. It's illegal. Okay. This was what faced the Rabbanim when they came from Europe. Isaiah, being the vice president of the Agudas Rabbanim, was very busy with this issue. Many Rabbanim held that he should just drop it, leave it alone, and Isaiah marched ahead, Rabbi Ramosh and other Gedolim, that we had to go do something about it. And the idea was to go to Washington, and then to go to Albany and to speak to the governor at the time to change the rule, the laws, to try to get the blue laws on. Now, I heard this Maisa growing up, but the details of it, I heard from someone, Rabbi Schoenfeld is a Rav, he's a rabbi in Kew Garden Hills, Rabbi Schoenfeld, and he told me that he was one of the Rabbanim who was involved with this. And it was actually two groups. There was a group of Rabbanim and a group of lawyers. And they worked on it for over a year. And they finally got the appointment by the governor to go to Albany. Rabbi Schoenfeld tells me that the day before the traveling to Albany, Maizeda calls him up and asks him, Schoenfeld, wer nimmt mir? Who's taking me? So Rabbi Schoenfeld said, I started telling Yezeda, Rabbi Alkin, can English. You don't even speak English. I mean, what would be the point of your going? We got ourselves rabbis and lawyers and mishlachas from. So the Zayda tells him, "Vos, mein baby, ich hab das from the start. I was the one who was behind it. I put together the whole group and this game." There now, I want to know who's taking me. So Rav Shelfel said, I tried again to explain to him, it's a long trip to Albany, and what will be the point? They'll see an Alter Rav, they'll think that we're still living in the Toisent Yard Tzarik, and Zayda had this long white beard, Zayda hardly spoke a word of English. Maybe on purpose, I don't even know what the reason is. Baal Kopanim, he couldn't even say the name of the place he lived. He used to live in Kew Gardens, he used to call it Kew Gardens. Yes, Kew Gardens. And he would say, Aku is Eichach, Aku is a behema. You know, he used to, he was a real old school. Okay. Kitzi, he goes. Rabbi Schoenfeld told me that it was 5 minutes before they were let into to have this meeting with an audience with their governor. And all the executives, there was like a big government meeting. Zayda turns around to Rabbi Schoenfeld and says, "Wer geht reden erst? Who's going to be the first speaker?" So Rabbi Schoenfeld said, "We made up. I would start as the rabbi, and I'll have this bad lawyer and this." So my Zayda says, "Und wenn geht ihr reden? When am I going to speak?" So he says, "Havalt, du redst doch nicht kein Englisch. You don't speak English. What are you?" Zayda says, "Ich kann nicht kein Englisch. Ich kann reden," he tells him. "Und zen, as mirat mir verstehen besser von alle." That's it. Rabbi Schoenfeld told me, I'll never forget the words, I'll never forget where he told it to me even. He says, "My feet went limp." I said, "Oh no." I said, "A year? And how long do you have an audience? It could be over in 3 minutes, the whole thing." So I started saying, "Raval, cancel. We can't let you." He says, "Cancel mit Schlossen." Okay, we'll see. The minute he walked in, my Zayda got up to speak. Didn't say one word of English. He began to cry. Now, if anybody would like to have the history of it, I have the original from the newspaper that translated the speech that my Zayda gave. From Albany. I have that newspaper. Anybody would like to see it? It's a piece of history. I'll give it to you. Okay? He started to cry. The governor, he never saw such a ripe old youth as crying like a baby. He's looking at him. He says, Rabbi, don't take it. We'll see what we could do. Tell me. I don't know the whole speech. I never heard it from Isaiah, but I know the cutout from what it says, the translation. And he said the following. He said, "America's a democracy. America's about human rights. And to the point that they don't only respect the body, but they respect the person, right? There's a lot of respect, human rights. Tell me something. Which part of the person should you respect more? The soul, right? The pnim." And America goes out of its way to respect the body to the point that if a soldier falls in war, America and Israel, the only two countries, that they're in Suva, they're commanded to go back to retrieve the body, even if it means sakonis nefashis. In Israel, it's a policy, rabbis say, it takes only a yid to follow through on a thing like this. To give up his, put himself in sakana. I'm not going to get into the halacha of it, but that happens to be the rule in Israel. That you go back and you put yourself in danger to retrieve the body of your fellow soldier. When a soldier falls, he comes to the America with a casket, with a flag on top, with honors. What are we honoring? The body. So how much more with America, who believes human rights, the soul? Shabbos is the soul of Klal Yisrael. We ask you to please respect our human rights as people. And this is our soul. History speaks for itself. Today, you do not get fired for not coming to your work on Shabbos. It's understanding Shabbos is the neshama of the Yid. And why is it the neshama of the Yid? Because the neshama of the Yid needs Rozot Echot Rubai Nishlam. It connects. Shabbos is the time where the Sheishas Yamim connects with the Vezacharta Ki Ever Yisa. It connects with the fact that the Rabbein Yishloilim is Vayoyim Hashvi Shavas. And that's Ladas Ki Ani Hashem Mikadishchem. With Klal Yisrael, you're different. It's a whole different Mahus. And this is Raza de Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.